Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, investigations continue in County Armagh this morning after four young people died in a car crash in the very early hours of Sunday morning. I'm joined on the line now by Niamh Campbell, who's a journalist with the Belfast Telegraph. Good morning, Niamh.
Morning, Claire.
Thank you for joining us on this very sad news. And the four victims have been named locally this morning. Can you tell us who they are?
Yeah, so all four were aged in their 20s. They're all very young. All were good friends. So there's Marina Crilly, Emma Mallon, Morrison and Phil Mitchell. And they passed away. The police say the incident happened at around 10 past 2 in the early hours of Sunday morning. It's believed that the road they were driving on, it's a wee back country slip road. Some people come into Armagh from Newry through it, but it wouldn't have been very busy in terms of traffic and stuff. And there was a single vehicle collision. The car hit a tree, and I think it's believed that all four of the young people died instantly.
And I can imagine there's a huge sense of shock in and around Armagh this morning.
Yeah, no, there definitely is. And the thing is as well, a pedestrian actually passed away in the Newry area on late on Saturday night as well. He hasn't actually been named yet, but that's 5 deaths in total over one weekend. You know, there's been 15 road deaths across the north this year alone, which is up. That's more than twice as many deaths as there were at this point in 2022. So the whole of Armagh, you know, I was talking to someone, they just said, it's just such a small community, as is any county. You know, everyone knew or knew of at least one of those people that passed away at the weekend. William Irwin, he's a DUP MLA up here. His son Philip passed away in a tragic swimming accident when he was 15. That was nearly 30 years ago now. But he said himself, you know, it's the pain of losing a child, it never goes away. And he was saying that he's going to meet with all the families this week because he can sort of resonate with their pain and he knows what they're going through. And anyone listening now that has unfortunately had to go through anything tragic knows it themselves, you know, the upcoming anniversaries and birthdays and stuff. But all of the local representatives in Armagh and beyond, like across the north, are saying that they're going to rally together behind the communities and help them in any way that they can.
Yeah, and I see Marina Crilly, one of the victims of that accident, she herself was a mother of a very young boy.
Yeah, so her wee boy turned 3 earlier this month. Her father actually also passed away around 3 years ago at quite a young age. He was only 48. So it's just tragic all around, really. You know, someone as well, a friend of Marina's, had been saying that she didn't really, you know, even go out that much because she was so dedicated to her wee boy. So it's one of these things that's going to just continue resonating throughout, you know, her family and beyond as well. And there's already floods and floods of online tributes coming in from all of their friends and family members.
All right, Niamh, we'll leave it there, but thank you very much. That's Niamh Campbell, who's a journalist with the Belfast Telegraph, on that sad news that four people have died, four young people, in a car crash in County Armagh in the early hours of Sunday.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.